Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
There's a business in Nashville that has contributed over $8 billion in economic impact just in 2019.
Amazon is seeking to demolish the largest refrigerator in Nashville.
Plus, we give our final reflections as we say goodbye to the Berry Hill neighborhood.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
This episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. Screen Threads is a Nashville curated shop located in the historic Marathon Village. Use code Nashville Daily, get 10% off your next online order. Their website is screenthreads.com. Mention this ad in store and get 10% off as well. With 4th of July coming up literally in days, our best recommendation for Screen Threads is actually to get an Americana t-shirt from them, and you can only get that at screenthreads.com. Make sure to use that code Nashville Daily to get 10% off your next online order.
All right, so we just teased about a business that is giving about $8 billion of economic impact in Nashville. And if you were wondering, what the heck is that business? What kind of business would that be? It is BNA, Nashville's International Airport. And according to the Nashville Business Journal, Nashville International Airport continues to be a barometer for Music City's overall growth over the past decade. So Stuart and I have talked about hotels being kind of a barometer for Nashville's success, kind of their capacity percentage, their costs, and how many hotels are continuing to be built and sites being bought and everything like that. But the airport is a very important barometer for Nashville's health as well. So according to the Business Journal, the Metropolitan Nashville Airport Authority released an updated study on Thursday showing that BNA's total economic impact topped $8 billion in 2019. That marks a 14% increase over 2018 and a 131% increase since 2012, according to the report, which was commissioned by the Airport Authority and conducted by the research firm Martin Associates. So the study also showed that 76,000 area jobs and $3.2 billion in personal income were supported by activity at BNA in 2019. That resulted in $6.8 billion in business revenue and produced more than $464 million of tax dollars for state, local, and federal coffers, according to the study. And BNA receives no local tax dollars.
According to the president of BNA, Doug Krulin, passenger traffic at BNA is obviously down right now as a consequence of the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting decline in air travel. And then he also said, but the numbers in this report confirm the airport's role as an engine of enormous economic activity and job creation for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. With travel and business activity starting to increase, we look forward to fulfilling that role once again and helping lead the region's economic recovery both now and the years to come.
So, you know, we look forward to seeing how the airport will continue to maybe show what Nashville's success will be like over the next quarter or two. So really, really looking forward to that. And this is a great way to kind of show how much impact can be seen and predicted from an airport's success.
As Aaron mentioned earlier, one of the largest refrigerators or freezers is actually going to be demolished here in the city of Nashville. And this is near the Berry Hill neighborhood. It's not exactly in Berry Hill. It's in that industrial parkway south of Berry Hill. And Amazon actually bought this facility at the end of 2019. And I think we talked about this a few times. The theory was that this was going to be a grocery store for Amazon for grocery deliveries. But it's actually not going to be that. It's going to be a fulfillment center, just like the one that they have on Brick Church Pike. And they paid $22 million for this lot at the end of 2019 for 12 acres. Amazon has had a really, really busy year this last year, Aaron. How much square footage have they purchased in Middle Tennessee?
Okay, so it looks like Amazon will hit 7 million square feet of use when all of this is done. This includes this. This includes Project Sam out in Mount Juliet. And the Armory Drive site, it says in the Business Journal, is among more than 4 million square feet of industrial space that Amazon has secured in the last year alone. So over a 50% capacity increase in Amazon, at least with its purchases over the last year. So this Armory site, Armory Drive site, is really going to be used, like Stuart said, for an industrial site and really focusing on what they call kind of the last mile drives, which is for vans, Amazon, those small little vans that you see picking up packages and delivering them into different neighborhoods. And those will be really a pickup site for those packages to be delivered throughout the Nashville area. So, you know, Amazon has taken over that Berry Hill area for deliveries now. And then, you know, they're not putting their food there like we thought, but they are destroying a very, very large refrigerator. So it would have been interesting to see what that looked like. But all right, that's enough with Amazon and that news. It is time for Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day, it is July 1st, and that means the Tennessee State Museum just reopened. And if you want to learn the great history of the state of Tennessee in person, the Tennessee State Museum has some of the best collections for all of that to learn about the state of Tennessee. And they actually have an entire webpage dedicated to planning your visit. So if you wanted to learn all the requirements and everything that's happening at the Tennessee State Museum, they have that at tennesseemuseum.org, plan your visit. And so for the Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day, head to the Tennessee State Museum.
And if you want to learn more about the Tennessee State Museum, head over to our YouTube channel or just type into YouTube Tennessee State Museum. We have a video all about what you can experience inside of there. All right, that is Explorer's Nashville Tip of the Day. All right, to get more out of the Nashville Daily Podcast, you can have your morning coffee with us by becoming a Nashville Daily Podcast subscriber over at Patreon. And you can do this by heading over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Every new subscription gets a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug that's available for all new Patreon subscribers. You also get an early release of the Nashville story one day early of that Nashville story for all Patreon subscribers. To head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com right now, take advantage of the special offer.
Hey, Aaron, guess what's moving to Nashville?
That's almost an impossible guess because it could be just about everything. If we didn't just report on Amazon, I would probably say something Amazon.
It's actually not associated with Amazon. They may have helped with some of the leasing and the negotiations for spaces, but it's another financial group that's going to be moving from New York City. They're moving a branch here to Middle Tennessee. They're not actually moving their headquarters, but they're opening a branch here in Nashville.
So this financial group is Jefferies Financial Group, and they are set to open an investment banking office in Middle Tennessee, according to the Nashville Business Journal. And Jefferies' managing partner, Mike Simpson, will move to Nashville to run the operation. This might mean a lot if you're in the finance world. If not, this may not mean much at all. It's not immediately clear how many employees the office will have or where it will be located in Nashville, but a source said it is slated to open in August. A spokesperson from Jefferies declined comments, you know, and I'm sure they want to be very protective about this because they're coming from New York City and they offer investment banking and capital markets, asset management, and direct investing services, according to the firm's website. And since 2016, the firm has underwritten more than 155 initial public offerings, raising more than $43 billion in proceeds, and has completed more than 540 sell-side mergers and acquisitions with a value of more than $465 billion, according to the site. The firm has 15 offices in the U.S. with 14 other locations across Europe and Asia. Jefferies currently has a research team in Nashville with offices in West End Avenue. They really, really must have liked Nashville, because looks like they're coming here.
And this is following suit with a lot of the financial teams and financial wealth management teams that are moving here to the city of Nashville. I think it was about 2 years ago we had an announcement that Alliance and Bernstein is going to be moving part of their headquarters or possibly all of their headquarters here to Nashville. And so it just makes sense that all of these other financial groups are going to be moving from New York City to Middle Tennessee.
All right. And during COVID-19, you may have wondered, how can I save and better spend my money? And this may have led you to a person called Dave Ramsey, kind of a financial guru for the finance world on how to save and properly spend your money and clear your debt and everything like that. And for those of you who have listened, hopefully you realize Dave Ramsey is actually headquartered here in Nashville, more specifically, you know, kind of the Brentwood Franklin area. And recently he built a new headquarters in 2019, did some expansion there. Well, it looks like more expansion is on the way. According to the Nashville Business Journal, Dave Ramsey plans to hire 600 more workers in the years ahead as he expands his radio and personal finance business empire and growth that the state is poised to incentivize. So on June 25th, the state funding board is expected to approve a grant for Ramsey Solutions tied to the company's ongoing construction of a second office building at its headquarters in Franklin's Berry Farms development. The $52 million expansion, which the state touted in a June 22nd press release, marks the second phase of a headquarters relocation and expansion that Ramsey cemented in 2015. Ramsey consolidated offices elsewhere in Williamson County to Boyle Investment Company's Berry Farm site along Interstate 65. So Ramsey Solutions has doubled its local headcount to more than 900 employees. So that's huge for Berry Hill. Ramsey also plans a third office building and a conference center. So a lot of expansion for Dave Ramsey and his financial team. And well, so it looks like COVID-19 has made everybody, you know, penny pinching and money conscious. And so Dave Ramsey's probably doing well because of that.
So over the last month or so, we've actually have dived really deep with our tour around Nashville, specifically in the Berry Hill community or neighborhood. And the Berry Hill neighborhood is such a unique place here in the city of Nashville. We learned quite a bit from doing our research on this neighborhood, finding out the history, eating at some of these amazing restaurants, because we have to eat at these places to provide value and content for you guys. And so we have the opportunity. We're grateful that we have that opportunity. So Aaron, during this time of being in Berry Hill for the last month, what's one of your favorite things about this neighborhood?
Well, first of all, Stuart, yes, you said it right. It was a lot of hard work eating in Berry Hill. We took the sacrifice. You know, we went where no one else would go, in the trenches of Berry Hill, to these delicious restaurants. It was hard work. Let me tell you, it was very well worth it. So let's just, you know, kind of get along with concluding Berry Hill with some final thoughts. And so we really have two questions that we are going to answer during this time. Number one, would a tourist have a good time here? And number two, would somebody want to live here? And this kind of rounds out how we feel about the area as a whole and what you can expect from a tourist and a local. So, you know, for the first one, would a tourist have a good time here? So the answer is they could, and it depends on what kind of time you want to have here in Nashville. So a tourist could have a good time, for example, in the private tours that we talked about yesterday with Bold Studio, Nashville Studio Tour, with that, and you learn how a music studio works in modern day Nashville. You can also have a great time with the food here in Berry Hill. The food options are tremendous in the Berry Hill neighborhood. And you can also have a great time as a tourist in the escape game area, kind of next to the House of Blues area. But if you're looking as a tourist to maybe walk around, Berry Hill is not a neighborhood where a group of tourists would go and walk around the neighborhood, unless you're going along 8th Avenue South near those businesses there, more in the traditional neighborhood area. It's not a place where you'd find tourists just walking about. So if you were a tourist, you probably would take either a vehicle, an Uber, Lyft, something like that, to all of these different locations, and you could have a great time, but it will be expensive. It won't be just like walking around Broadway and seeing free music everywhere you go. It will be an expensive fun time in Berry Hill. Now, the second question, would somebody want to live here? Only on certain conditions, I think somebody would want to live in the Berry Hill area. And those conditions are if you like old houses or if you want to live in almost brand new condos or apartments in Nashville. Those are really the only two ways that you can live currently in Berry Hill. It seems like there's obviously going to be exceptions everywhere, but for the majority of Berry Hill, that's the situation. Stuart, what are your take on these two questions?
Well, let me first answer this. One of my favorite things about the Berry Hill neighborhood is the food scene. The food scene in Berry Hill brings a diversity to the food scene that other neighborhoods in Nashville really don't. From Baja Burrito to Hugh Baby's to the Sutler to cinema to these fine dining experiences, all the way from like $10 a person upwards to $45 to $100 a person per meal. And it just brings this diversity of food that I absolutely love about the Berry Hill neighborhood. All right, so now let me answer those questions. Would a tourist have a good time here? I've had the opportunity to take around 350 people or so around the Berry Hill neighborhood, either doing culinary type situations or doing behind the scenes in the music industry and really getting to see the songwriting process and how songs are produced. And I would say everyone I have taken through the Berry Hill neighborhood, especially for like day drinking at the Sutler and getting an entree at the Sutler, those little hot chicken bites are so unique. And then maybe even going to the Rambler cocktail bar and getting a cocktail in the evening. Every person that I've brought to Berry Hill, they love their experience in Berry Hill. It's one of their favorite neighborhoods. So I would say, yes, a tourist can have a good time here. Now, if you wanted to live in Berry Hill, as Aaron said, there's brand new apartments or there's old houses. If you're looking for a neighborhood that has a lot of close dining options that are super unique and super diverse, Berry Hill is the neighborhood for you if you want to live in an apartment. Me personally, I would not live in one of those old houses in Berry Hill just because you're in that commercial zoned area. You're going to have a lot of that traffic. But if you're looking for apartment living near diverse food culinary experiences, I would live in Berry Hill for that reason.
Also, I think another point that we had talked about before was there's not a lot of options if you want to live in Berry Hill for you to take advantage of a lot of land. So if you want land, Berry Hill is not going to be the place for that unless you knock down your neighbor's house or something like that. All right. So that was our end to the Berry Hill area. We hope you really enjoyed this. Let us know. Send us a message on Twitter, Instagram, or email us and let us know what you thought about this. We'll be doing more of these neighborhoods, obviously, very soon. But this is it for Berry Hill. We hope that you learned a lot. Let us know what you thought about this series. All right, we are going to close out today's podcast with our local artist of the day, and this is Josie with her song Energy. You can find Josie's Spotify by clicking all the links in the show notes, as well as her website, and you can listen to all of our artists of the day by searching in Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. So Josie has been in Nashville for a little bit, just about 2.5 years. You're on your way to being a local, and one of our favorite restaurants in the city is Bar Taco.
Bar Taco is found in the 12 South neighborhood, which we will eventually get to the 12 South neighborhood. The next neighborhood tour that we're going to be doing is actually in the Wedgwood, Houston area, and we're going to be starting that sometime next week. But Bar Taco has one of the best pork belly tacos in the city of Nashville.
All right. So we hope you enjoy this song. This is local artist of Nashville, Josie, with her song Energy.
Told me about your weekend plans. You could have told me how you felt back then. Cause I got 100 other things to do than sit and waste my time on you. Rather be lonely than with fake friends. I don't have the energy. I'm not. You didn't.
That was Josie with her song Energy. We hope you stay tuned for tomorrow's episode as we're going to talk about how to enjoy the 4th of July in this modified COVID-19 time. Obviously, the show is going to be modified. Your experience is going to be modified. We're going to tell you how to make the best of it on tomorrow's podcast. So we'll see you then.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really, really appreciate it. You can find more of us over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to get involved. We are over on YouTube as well. If you want to learn more about Nashville at xplr.nash, come hang out with us there.
We're also on Instagram at xplr.nash. If you want some Nashville-themed merchandise, xplr.life. And go rate the podcast 5 stars.